It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. University of Colorado President Mark Kennedy is leaving after just 2 years on the job. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The university's Board of Regents and Kennedy will enter into discussions on an orderly departure in the coming months. Board Chair Glenn Gallegos says since the election of a democratically controlled board in November, philosophical differences came to light.
Maybe the university deserves someone that they're more lockstep in with the new board.
Some students and faculty have questioned Kennedy's commitment to diversity and inclusion. Kennedy says he hired a chief diversity officer and helped raise $5 million to build a diversity fund. The board didn't announce when it will announce an interim president. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Human composting will soon be a burial option for Coloradans. Governor Polis signed that into law Monday. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The process takes about a month to turn a body into soil. Supporters say it's cheaper than the average burial and better for the environment. Compared to cremation, it uses less energy and helps nurture the earth by giving back some organic material. Democratic Representative Brianna Titone is the main sponsor.
We're reducing the person into its elemental component parts, which mostly is carbon and water and a few other things. And it just gets incorporated into all the other organic material, and it's just a rich organic soil.
Colorado is now the second state to allow this process behind Washington. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Coloradans bet more than $2 billion on sports during the past year. Here's CPR business reporter Sarah Mulholland.
Betting on sports got off to a slow start in Colorado because of the pandemic, which led to major sports events being canceled or postponed. The biggest month for sports betting was January, with $326 million in wagers. Nearly all sports betting in Colorado, 98%, is done online. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Pueblo City Councilman Ray Aguilera has died. He had a heart attack in January, then went back to work, but later was in hospice care in Denver. Aguilera spent 14 years representing part of South Pueblo. He was 78. The Chieftain reported Aguilera died Sunday morning. It's 6:33. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.